This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead. And obviously, we were in a 2-0 hole right away. And you know what? I didn't take that lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake, but you know, the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals, an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly to spark our team and wake them up, and partly, you know, knowing that status quo had not been working, you know, and that's a pretty big sample size.
Dallas Stars coach Peter DeBoer really singling out his goalie. He'd probably tell you he wasn't. Not to blame it all on Jake. You're blaming it a lot on him.
He's lost 6 of 7.
Yeah, not they.
Going
not
back to last year, he's lost 6 of 7. That is telling, I think.
Sample size is tough, too. Really, you could leave that out because that's kind of the opposite of what you mean. It's really kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Sample size, 7 games. That's not a sample size at all.
I was blown. I think a lot of people were. I mean, you can understand. Part of it's understandable. I got to do something, right? This is Lindy Ruff to you 20 years ago, 30 years, how many years ago? Like, I changed the lines. I got to do something. I mean, I don't know what. I get it. It blew my mind that he did that. Especially the way it went down. Was this on ESPN or TNT? I don't know if were you watching.
I wasn't with the hockey last night.
I didn't want to ask you. Oh, that's right. You had lacrosse stuff.
I was in Thorold.
Right.
Which might be a place where you can see an NHL game, but on TV somewhere, but that was not available to me.
The second goal goes in. The goals are, all right, it's a layup from McDavid in the corner to an uncovered Corey Perry all alone in front. He kind of flubs the shot, so it goes through Ottinger kind of weakly. So, you know, that cuts both ways. It's a wide-open guy in front of the net on a power play, which, you know, just awful job by the Stars. But you could have done better there, I suppose, if you're Ottinger. The second goal is a breakaway. And, no, it's not McDavid or Dreisaitl, but whatever. And they call timeout. Everyone comes over, including Ottinger, and, like, you know, he's in the huddle of the guys who are on the ice, and the timeout's over. He starts to skate away, and DeBoer yells at him, Jake, get the blank out of there. Get out of there. It's just such a weird thing to do at the end of that timeout the way he did. Like, Ottinger definitely did not get clued in prior to him turning his back and going back to the net that he was getting pulled. So, I don't know. It felt almost like DeBoer just in a moment there at the end of the time, which is when, I'm doing it. Which maybe is not the best way to make a decision of that magnitude. So I could not believe he pulled him.
He almost sounded offended by the goaltender for giving up two early goals after we talked about not doing, like, he almost sounded like he meant to. I mean, he was offended to have this happen.
And like he showed him up. You want us to get a lead? Ha! I'll show this. Yeah. So that was weird. I don't know how widely this was circulated. I didn't see it until this afternoon. No, I saw it this morning before I played golf because I was up before it got light out. DeBoer walking out to the bench for the start of the second period. Ottinger is standing there because his seat ends up being right next to Ray Ferraro, as it turns out, which was also weird.
That's awkward for the announcer.
Yeah, right? Sean McDonough was going hard on, like, I can't believe they pulled him and all this stuff. And, like, Ray Ferraro was sitting there and, like, Ottinger's right next to him. I mean, anyway. But DeBoer, Ottinger's out there giving high fives to all the guys as they walk by to start the second period. And DeBoer walks past him. And, I mean, they just... Ottinger's head is down, and DeBoer just doesn't even look at him. Just blows right past him and goes to the bench. And coupled with the way he sounded afterward, I mean, I don't know. Maybe DeBoer knows he's getting fired after losing in the conference finals again, which I know, you know, over here we'd be like, conference finals?
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. But they have hit their head now 2 years in a row to that team. The year before was, I don't remember who they lost to, but they can't get over the hump. There might be an end of the line coming there. And I don't think he, I don't know, maybe he knows that, and it's part of why he's talking the way he's talking, because if he's got to repair a relationship with his superstar stud goalie, I wish him luck, because he sounded kind of like a jerk toward him last night.
Ottinger is signed through 2033 at $8.25 million per. So that's 8 more years at that price. And he has a no movement clause until 2031.
Yeah.
So he's their bigger investment.
For sure.
Unless they're you know, annoyed with him beyond the head coach.
Yeah. That would really surprise me, but I mean, I don't know the inner workings of the organization, obviously. I can't believe it happened, and I also can't believe he went in as hard as he went about, you know, 6 out of 7. He's lost 6 out of 7 to that team going back to last year. I mean, you want to give the spark your team speech? Give the spark your team speech. This isn't on him at all. We didn't help him out. It's a power play goal. Guy uncovered in front. So I had to do something. That to me is entirely defensible. I had to do something. You can argue about whether it should have been done or not. But to talk the way he did after is worse, I think. He should have lied. If he was being honest there, I assume he's being honest there. He's got the stats and everything, 6 out of 7 games and all this.
He's being honest. And I think he is—he's talking as just sort of gently as he can muster the strength to do. Like, he's so hot about the goaltending that it shows. It clearly shows, but he really wants to say a lot more than that. Because you wouldn't—if you were like he's down here and he says what he says. So he's probably up here. Mm-hmm. For those not watching on Twitch or YouTube, I'm moving my hand up and down. So he, you know, if he only felt like this, you know, would have been nice if we'd gotten a couple saves, and he would be able to temper that and be like, "Guy's been great for us."
Yeah,
that's just all that I'm thinking about right now.
I'd have a very hard time hearing. I'm not blaming the entire thing on him, but going back to last year, he's lost 6 of 7 to that team.
It's bad. It's bad.
What are you doing?
It was Vegas 3 years ago when they went on and beat Florida in the finals. So he's been their coach, Dallas, for 3 years. They've made the conference finals and lost all three. I am wearing, again, for those not watching, I'm often not even turned toward the camera anyway.
You are color coordinated today.
I am.
I feel like that.
This was intentional today.
Yeah. It's a nice. Yeah,
seafoam.
It works.
Thank you. My glasses have some green. My shirt is seafoam green. So I went with my Seattle Kraken visor today. And that was a choice based on...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a fashion choice. How do you feel about wearing another NHL team?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Or even NFL team, you know, logo on your person.
Hmm.
Should I? Is it bad in Buffalo to wear a Seattle? I'm not a Seattle Kraken fan. I went to Seattle and bought the hat.
Yeah.
Is it bad to wear? I mean, it depends on the team.
Probably, yeah. I feel like the Seattle Kraken are new enough and far enough away and just not really in our hair in any way, shape, or form. So I think it's completely harmless and therefore fine. I could see me getting to, if I ever get to the store, and like, don't just shop online, although, I mean, I've bought all the hats that I wear, the New Era fitted caps with the flat brims that I've been wearing, I don't hardly wear them in here, but I've worn a few of them in here. I've bought them all online. I haven't gone to the store, and I feel like if I go to the store, I'm going to really like a Denver Broncos hat or something. Like, I'm just going to be like, I have golf clothes that color or something. There's going to be some coordination that's going to, like you, with the seafoam, the click, and I'm going to end up with a Detroit Lions hat or something. And I don't think I want to end up there, but I'm not against it.
I had this thought yesterday. I walked past a Lids. And thought, you know, that used to be my jam, as you would say. But I don't really wear hats or visors hardly anymore because I don't want to confuse our viewers. Because the morning show, they're always both wearing hats.
Yes.
Sal was in this week. Sal isn't wearing a hat. But Jeremy and Joe are always wearing hats.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen them without one on the stream. And you and I never are.
Right.
So I didn't think about that when I put the slapped... The Kraken visor.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't done 10,000 shows on the stream yet, but whatever number we've done, it's a single digit percentage of times I've been wearing a hat, I think.
Yeah.
So I've worn a few of them, but I just don't every day. I wear them when I golf. That's really what they're there for.
I like this visor. I have a couple of winter leaf hats, toques,
mm-hmm.
that I like, but I really don't want to be wearing that out.
Right.
And, you know, football, I've got just kind of randomly Arizona, New Orleans. And I also just don't wear those out because what's that, right? Why?
Yeah.
Why am I wearing an Arizona Cardinals visor? Of course, we hate them, too, as listeners
especially,
know.
Especially, right.
But I do like it. I like the mm-hmm. visor. Fits. The visor has a feel to it, too. Like, of course, you have like the big Sears golf visor.
Right.
Satellite dish visor.
Sunblock visor, yeah, right.
I don't mean that, but like when I was going to ballparks, I would always buy one from every major league stadium. And I have most of them. I lost my Giants one, which annoys me. It was black with orange, but I missed that one. But like the Tigers one is this plasticky material, and it just doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
The Cubs one is like that too. It just doesn't feel good. Most of the other ones.
You don't want a chintzy visor.
They're nice.
But
it's what they had.
Yeah.
It's what they had, Bulldog.
Well, they should do better then.
I would go looking.
Get some first-rate gear in their team stores.
What happened with the Angels? When I went to an Angels game, I did not come away with a visor. I don't know how that happened. That was my son's first game, was Angels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were mentioning that.
And
is that the same trip as the Dodger? Yeah. You went to a Dodgers game then, too, but the Angels game came first.
Angels Sunday, Padres Wednesday, Dodgers Friday.
Okay.
Each game was memorable. The Angels one was the least memorable, but it was the day after. You might know this. The day after, a guy hit a grand slam and broke his leg celebrating. Kendrick?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Or just like got injured in the celebration, maybe on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we were there on the Sunday. Then San Diego was Johan Santana and the Padres, my son and I, who was 10 months old. And it was the same day as the Tigers pitcher Galarraga had the perfect game taken away because of the bad call at first on the last out. Because we heard that in the car, driving from San Diego to L.A. And then the L.A. was the best. Kershaw, John Wooden had died that day. There was a lot of John Wooden tribute stuff throughout the night. And Jason Hayward, 5 strikeouts in a 9-inning game.
How did the
baseball always gives you something.
How did the visor thing come to be? Is some part of it because people will ask, like, why the visors?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember when I started to wear them or why. Golf. I was probably playing a lot of golf then. Hats just don't feel good anymore to me. My hair is thick and kind of long, and I don't know. I feel like I'm sweating when I'm wearing a hat.
I see.
The visor gives me that.
Yeah.
See that? I did another thing with for the viewers.
Yeah, wow. We are really going after that today.
Well, you didn't hear from management about it. They didn't contact you. I guess you're fine. They want more, you know.
Visual.
Be more demonstrative is the mandate. So I'm trying to accommodate them. But even in my basement setup for the podcast, I've got the helmets going, and I always sort of put up different ones. But I have a Bills one. It's a Super Bowl MVP collection. I have a Bills one that was a gift from my kids. It isn't signed. You know, they needless to say. But I still use it sometimes. You know, often you'll turn my stream on, and you'll see Kansas City or the Jets or Pittsburgh.
Do you try to do it based on what subjects you think you are likely sometimes to be talking about?
Sometimes. During the season with Matt Collar, I would pick teams that were playing if I could.
Yeah.
If two teams that I had were playing, I would do that. You know, you got to find ways to make life worth living. You got to find the little joys.
That's right.
In life. And that's one for me. There you go. We'll take a break. How about some reverse AFC power rankings? That's become a Friday segment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's been a little bit of news. We could play with that coming up top of the hour. Paul Hamilton will join us at 5:30. We should talk some more about Kekalainen, the Sabres hiring on their management team today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.